Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network, where women stay connected with your hosts, Nick
and Karishma, right here on the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. We're back for another Monday, another great show. And today we're going to be talking to fashion designer Bernie Johnson from Bernie J's Motor House. But first, I want to say hi to my fabulous co-host. Hey, Karishma.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday to everybody. How are you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing good. How are you? How was your weekend? What are you up to?
You know, it was wonderful, as always. I held off on the shopping because I was like, let me wait until this show is done so I can get the tips to get my summer wardrobe
yes.
in check. So,
yes.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I really need to. I want to do a full revamp. I want to know what's up because I am not
right. The
ultimate fashionista. So I am excited to get tips so I can be looking fab. So last week I got my summer snapback tips, and now I'm going to be able to dress for success, you know?
Right. Yes, that's awesome. Yes, and Karishma, I had the absolute pleasure and honor. I got to wear one of his pieces a few months ago. So, you know, I know him personally. I've seen his work. I've been able to wear some of his creations. So I'm really thrilled to have him on the show, and I can't wait to talk to him as well. So, you know, one of the things that's really interesting to me, and I'll hold it from when we talk to him, but there's a lot of new trends going on for, like, the prom. I'm seeing, like, some different stuff, so I want to talk to him about that and get his viewpoint and opinion.
No, definitely. And I think it's something cool that, you know, here on the Love Zone, we always have a variety of different topics, so we're there for everybody. Make sure that, you know, listeners, call in if you have any questions. Make sure you tweet us at The Love Zone USA. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheGirlfriendNetwork. And Nicole, I know you know that number. I always forget. Can you list that number so our listeners can call us?
Yes, it's 347-539-5729. And like Karishma said, we're on Instagram at the_girlfriend_network. And oh my God, Karishma, we have really big news for our listeners. We are now on iHeartRadio, everybody. So woohoo! Cheers, you know, to us, and thanks to our super producer Denise Duran for making that happen. But you can find us on iHeartRadio at the Love Zone USA. So check us out. We're so excited, you know. So this is really big for us. So you know,
exactly.
For our listeners, find us and tune in and listen.
Exactly, and tell all your friends about it. So that way they can listen to any past shows. You can always get your favorite show and listen to it, and you'll be able to listen to all the other amazing shows that are right here on the Love Zone USA as well. So we got a good network over there. So shout out to our amazing producers and the team at the Love Zone for making all this possible.
Yes, they work so hard. So we're forever grateful and truly excited for this new direction.
All
so,
right.
Karishma,
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say we're about to go into my favorite song, I Like It by Cardi B, which I'm just living for this album. So right here on the Girlfriend Network.
I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals with my pen, bitch I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the jeweler, I put rocks all in my watch. I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong, I do what they say I can't. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Bird, go, Ferrari, hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe. They dip on top of the roof, flexing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. Saw that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Love to stop them bullet brains. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Chambean, chambean, pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Yolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa, yeah. Cabrón, a ti no te conocen ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza, yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo, Bobby Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín.
Charlie Wilson, and you're listening to
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart
and we live, and learn.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in and continually rocking with us every week. Please call in, talk to me, Karishma, or a special guest that we're about to bring on. Call us at 347-539-5729. So, Karish, I want to introduce Mr. Bernie Johnson from the Bernie J's Motor House. Bern, are you there?
Yeah, hello, yes I am, Nicole, how are you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good,
hello.
How are you doing?
Good. Hello.
That's great. I'm glad to be on the show.
Welcome, we're so glad to have you.
Yes. So, as I was saying, Karishma, I had the extreme pleasure of meeting Bernie, I think it was late last year. He and I are involved in a project together called Mob Diaries, and he was hired as the designer / stylist for, the project. Hopefully, Bern, it still pops off. So with that, me and I call him Bern, by the way, got to talking, and he is a wonderful individual, very, very creative, very talented. Yes, you are. And
thank you.
I'm telling everybody, Bernie, I actually had the pleasure of wearing and seeing some of your designs. And Bernie
yes,
actually
did.
Dressed me, and then he took me to Fox 29, which was very exciting, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that was
so
good.
So, Bern, before we begin, we'd like for you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what you do.
Well, I'm Bernie Johnson. I'm going to go by Bernie J. Fashion designer for over 6 years. I designed couture, ready-to-wear. I'm a trendsetter, not a trend follower, so anything I design for you is one of a kind and never be seen again. And, yeah, so I'm basically my eye for designing for women is very, very different. It's not, it's out of the ordinary, but you look very spectacular in anything I put on you and design for you. So, yeah, I'm out of the Philadelphia area, born and raised. I have a lot of clients in the country and abroad, so yeah, I work really hard 24/7. I love what I do. I'm very passionate about it.
Yes, you are. So, Bernie, talk to us about now. What's interesting is that you said for the past 6 years. So, talk to us about your transition, because I assume you weren't always doing this full time. So talk about your transition in becoming a full-time designer. What made you do that and how it happened?
Well, I wanted, I had my basic, I was in the workforce, and it basically I kept wanting to branch out and do my own thing. I always loved women's clothes as far as how they design and everything like that. And I stepped out and said, you know what, I'm doing my own thing regardless. I mean, I put everything in one basket, and just like one day I just stopped in the work world and just stepped out on faith and networked and did what I had to do. And I built a team, slowly but surely, a trustworthy team that had my vision and understood what I was wanting to do. And I went from there. And from now, it's been up going all the way, as far as it can go, it can keep going and meeting great people and different models and stuff like that to wear my stuff and present it out in the industry, which is what I'm doing, pursuing constantly, on a daily basis, just going and going, traveling. And, yeah. So that's the transition. And I'm full-fledged doing it. I'm so excited to see women
that's
wear
amazing.
My designs.
That's amazing. I think, yeah, you have to just, go for it and keep working. And I mean, Nicole has just been singing your praises all night. And so we are just so excited. Where do you kind of find your inspiration from? when it comes to styling or designing, where how do you draw out, like, what is going to work for, you know, this specific look or what you're kind of in the theme for?
Well, okay, I'm a history buff. I like world history. I'm a history buff. But I like to bring stuff from, like, Roman Empire or the Asian era in history and bring it up to the modern day, but with a twist. So I do watch a lot of different designers, and they are tend to follow trends and stay in that comfort zone. I tend to stay away from that and just do different stuff. Like, and I pull from different things, like from colors to the mood I'm in. I can read a book or see a movie and just design from that. It just comes to me, and it's like I wake up in the middle of the night with an idea, and it's sketching.
Yeah.
So I pull from a lot of things.
But Karish, like, I have to tell you this. Like, this was so crazy because when I was in Bernie's presence, he was taking me to the Q show at Fox 29. So, you know, I came over, and he's like, I'm going to dress you from head to toe. And so I had these boots, and he was like, oh, my goodness. He was like, those boots are hot. He was like, he put this beautiful dress on me. It was, you know, I had a belt. Like, you know, I was doing it. And then he said, I'm going to do something with those boots. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He whips out a chain. I don't even know where he got this chain from. Like, I would have never thought about this. He whips out this chain. He wraps it around my boot. He hooks it. I don't know. But it was the hottest damn thing. And everybody was talking about my boots. Burn, guess what? That chain is still attached to my boots. Because I'm it was so hot. But just in seconds, he, like transformed. It was crazy. And I was like, wow. I would have never, ever thought about that, or even Burns took that kind of risk. You know what I mean? So,
because I see women differently than you guys see yourself dressed. I see you totally different. So it's just like, like Nicole, when I saw you with the boots, I said, you know what, I have to do something different with them boots. And I saw you differently, and that's where the chain came from. I said, okay, I took this chain, and I did what I did, yeah. So it just I feed off of your energy, and I go from there. It just, I see you guys differently. See, that's why when ladies follow trends, and I say, don't follow the trends, you know, make your own trend, and regardless of what people say, you're dressing for yourself. And but as long as you're happy, you know, you wear it, you know, and wear it with confidence. If you wear an outfit, you're not confident in it. I don't care how beautiful the outfit looked, it will never look right on you, because you don't. It's just your energy that you portray when you wear something. You have to
agree. Totally
definitely
agree with that.
Now, I love that you said that, you know, you should go with not just like trends, but what you feel comfortable in, what you feel confident in, because everyone's, you know, body type and what their style is so different.
Right.
And
right.
Now when you say you see someone and you kind of like feed off their energy, how, as like a stylist, how do you kind of keep a look that you have in mind and your vision along with that person and kind of keeping it true to themselves? Because that can get difficult as a stylist,
yeah,
especially if it's for,
yes,
a particular photo shoot. That can be, you know, something that you really kind of have to,
right,
maneuver.
You sit down and you talk to that person and see where their the interests are and where they want, how they want to look, and if they like say something like, I want to look like a certain person, and then I change their mind, I say, no, what do you really want to look like? Because you said you want to look like somebody else. What do you see for yourself? You know, what is you really want to look like? Not say I want to look like, say, so-called Beyonce, whatever what she's wearing, or Rihanna. No, they have their own style. Well, how do you want to look? And some women are scared to say how they want to look because they're so much into the mainstream and trend following. So that's how you make, that's how trends happen. That one person or whoever, the individual, they wear something and then they put it out there in the media or whatever. So that's their trend. They're started. It's their personality. So I sit down and talk to individuals and see, you know, where they want to go in life, what they, you know, far as they, you know, just their feelings. And then I can feed off of that. And then I put something together just like that for them. It's more than that, too, because I go for, like, the eye color, retina, and stuff like that. And I tell women, even guys, when you go shopping, the color of your eye retina and a lot of colors you pick those type of colors to base off of your complexion and your feelings. Because it's not just going and seeing the clothes off the mannequin and grabbing it. No, because you can put a color on it, it doesn't fit, look right on you, because it's not your color of your aura or is your eye retina. It's not your color. Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Like, I would have never thought that. Yeah,
see, I would ask you, what is your go-to color? Like, what is your go-to color? And if you say like black, I'll say why? You know
right.
why?
Right,
like
exactly.
Because a lot of women grab white. A lot of women grab black. They go for black. They're black. Cause it's like it's more. It's just. It's, I think it matches everything, which it does. But still, why black?
Right.
Yeah.
Vern, I know you like color. So,
yes, I do.
What do you say to the woman who is very? I know a lot of women, and I have a lot of friends that their go-to color is black because they're afraid of color.
Exactly.
Or they think that black is really going to hide their flaws
right.
or their weight. Do you find that to be true, or is that
no? It doesn't hide your flaws because it's actually black, and then you put something on black, and it actually brings it out. I mean, just like white brings stuff out, you can see black is the same thing, just a different shade of color.
Mm-hmm.
And they think black hides stuff, which it doesn't,
right.
unless you're in a dark room. But if, you know, you can be on stage with light and a black outfit on, you still go see your imperfections. It's just that.
True.
So it just
right.
it's a weird color, you know. You got to be happy with yourself, as you know. I guess what society says, you have to be happy individually with yourself inside. Right? You have to.
Exactly. Now, do you design for men at all, or is it
yes,
just
I do.
Women?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I design. Yes,
okay.
I do. Men
okay.
are the hardest because they're stuck in, their own ways, and it's hard for them to get out of that, what I call brown, the shade of gray area, the gray, black, blue, dark, stuff like that. They're scared to wear color. Now I have to, you know, try to get them to wear like color socks or like a pocket square, you know. It's just, and get suits that fit it, you know, fit the suit for you. It just, yeah. And some men are scared because they, you know, back into they think, okay, I need to wear black, gray, blue, burgundy, brown. No, you can wear color. It just, you know, if you
get
wear. I mean, and be confident what you wear. You wear color, just like women. They're confident when they wear stuff. Men, you have to be confident too. You can't be like, oh my God, I have a lavender shirt on or a pink shirt. They feel like, you know, they're feminine. So, you know, you're not feminine, you know.
Right. Exactly. I'd love to see a man in color, especially, you know, the pinks and the pastels.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to go into a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more questions for Bernie, but we'll be right back. This is Cranes in the Sky by Solange.
Sometimes I don't wanna feel those metal sounds. my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 days. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my burden. Thought if I was alone, then maybe I could recover. To write it away, or cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
The Love Zone USA. Back to back to back to back to back to back.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA. We are talking all about summer trends, fashion, how to style yourself with Nicole and Bernie. Are you all on the line?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys play great music, I want to tell you that.
We were talking about men's fashion, which, you know, like you said, it sometimes can be very, men can get very stuck in, like, their grays and their blacks.
Right.
Now, recently, there have been a lot of very different trends for men. Mm-hmm. So we've seen, like, the romper. I've heard from men's shirts. Nicole, what were you talking about earlier, too, the other
time? Oh, yeah. So, Bernie, it's prom season. So,
okay. The
guys, and these are high schoolers, the guys are wearing formal wear, but it's the taper pants above the ankle. And people on my timeline, people are going crazy because if you love it, you love it. But if you hate it, oh, my God. So people are blaming the athletes. I think LeBron was recently seen wearing shorts or knickers. I don't even know what you call it for men.
Yeah.
He's taking all the heat, you know. So we want you to talk about that. What do you think about that look? Do you like it or not?
We'll start with the tapered pants. All right.
Okay.
The tapered pants with the guys around the palm. Now, that style of pants, and if you remember, like the Motown days, like the James Brown, the Temptations, there has the they call it like smoke pants, temper pants. It's like more tapered, like James Brown style. So they bring those back, and they're real high pants. They're mostly, the high style is mostly European, like Italian, but the Italians are not that high like that. They have cuffs that's high, but you have to know how to pull it off, but then you can't just put it on anybody, and if you can tell that they look awkward with it. You can tell they don't know how to wear it. The same thing we're wearing it with confidence. Now LeBron, with that outfit he had, oh my God! I don't know the shorts. I don't see the shorts with the suit jacket. I didn't get that. I mean, it just totally, the look is not really appealing. I don't think it's on the women either. I mean, I don't know, ladies, what do you think? I mean, me as a guy, I wouldn't wear that because it's like, it doesn't even look right. Even in that romper thing, that was ridiculous. I don't know who came with that idea. That was, and they run with it. Yeah, so you laugh, right? You see a guy in a romper, you're like, really? No.
Yeah, but, you know, I just wonder, are we just so closed-minded and we're not open enough to new things, or is it really ridiculous? You know, I just ask myself that all the time.
It can be closed-minded, but the thing is, it's how they wear it. I mean, I've seen guys that look nice with the taper pants, you know, nice style, but some of them just take it too extreme. It's too high. They're too high above the ankle, which is ridiculous. You can't get it that high. It's supposed to be like a not even inch above the ankle. It's supposed to show the ankle, not almost show the calf, almost the calf area. But they have it like this crazy. Well, not the calf, the shin. So, you can't wear it like that. And they think it's nice looking. It just, they take a shot and run with it, but they run with it the wrong way. It just, like I said, they follow the trends, but they follow the wrong way. And then you look back, like I said, the James Brown and Temptation era, they wore it perfectly. See how their suits was? And they were like, right? They're perfectly above the ankle, not that high. Yeah.
Right.
They took it to the extreme, you know.
Because I even found, too, recently, Bernie, it's about the shoes, too, because one young man I've seen on my timeline, I mean, the suit was great. It was tapered. It was above the ankle.
But the shoes,
They were huge.
And then the spike looking shoes and all that kind of stuff, it just doesn't go. I mean, you can get it's like very tasteless. It's just like more theatrical to me. It's nothing like a nice tuxedo shoes, not that crazy looking shoes. And it can be like you said, real big shoes, no, that's ridiculous. It throws the whole outfit off. It's just like the symmetrics of it, But they don't see that. They see it as, I saw they're going to wear this, or somebody had this style on. They take somebody else's style and put it on their stuff, and it doesn't look right because it's not their style and their look. That's where the trends come in. There's a lot of trends out there, too. I see it a lot. And women, I have to tell you this, that yoga pants is not a fashion statement as everyday wear. I see it every day. I don't know if you're not going to the gym, if you're not doing yoga, if you're not running, if you're not going to, don't wear it like going to the mall with a pair of slingbacks on, pumps on, a sweater. That's not an outfit, please. I know they made nice styles now, the yoga pants, whatever. They got nice styles. Is it there for the gym? Is it not for walking down the street, like going on a date? Oh my God. I had to get it out. Sorry.
That's
pretty bad.
They do. I know you see it, like, I know it's nice style. They got nice yoga pants, nice designs. I give it to them, but they wear it daily. I see it daily. It just drives
me. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute, Chris. Bernie, are you talking about me? Because you know I live in spandex.
Hold on. But you're in the gym. When you show yours, you're in the gym. Now, Now, stretch pants, a different story, but I'm talking about the yoga pants, you know, the ones that, yeah, yoga pants that you're doing like exercise, you know, that you're supposed to be
right.
in the gym. Yeah, they wear those as outfits. But you, yeah, you in the gym with your, I see your pictures, you're in the gym working out. Exactly. You're supposed to be in the gym. You're not going to like an outing. Okay, yeah, you throw a picture up on IG and say, wow, that's not a really good outfit, but you know, come on.
So, Bernie, but wait a minute, Carissa, I'm about to get in serious trouble here because now,
okay.
as you know, I have a fitness line and I have a pair of yoga pants. And you guys have
yeah.
seen the yoga pants that, like, crisscross going down the leg
yeah.
and you tie
yeah.
it. I've had several women tell me that they want to wear it with heels, and I was even thinking doing the same
no.
thing. So you were telling me that's a
no.
no-no.
Nothing.
We don't
no.
do that.
That don't
oh,
do
come
that.
Come on, Bernie.
Really? Really?
shopping and basically everywhere but the gym.
Mm-hmm.
How, maybe it's like more like convenience, right? Like they don't know what to
right.
buy. So what are like
mm-hmm.
comfortable clothes that you can still look cute
well,
in and be
okay.
out and about in?
Okay.
Good question.
Now okay, let's get back. Now they have a style that's out this summer. It's called it's a bike shorts, but they're a stylish bike shorts. They're not like, you know, shorts that you go to the gym and ride your biker shorts. They're called bike shorts. You can wear those with, like, a blazer, and they're nice design. They got nice prints on it, and it's just that fabric. But they're bike shorts. That's the summer's trend now. You can that look could be comfortable, yes. Now, or you can wear stuff. They have the sheer fabric out now for this summer. The sheer fabric, everything sheer that you can basically see through is nice and you see, the undergarments are made into this sheer fabric, so it's like an outfit, but it's sheer. It's sheer fabric that shows off your figure, so, as they say. And then you got checkered prints that's out for the summer, too. That's a summer trend, checkered prints. You know. Mm-hmm. And polka dots. The polka dots are all sizes, big or small, tiny polka dots. Ruffles and fringes, yeah. A lot of, for women, yeah. And now they bring up the tiny sunglasses for accessory, and the big earrings are back in style this summer. Yeah, what they call statement earrings. Yeah, so they bring them back from the glam to the natural material earrings. Yeah, with the different designs. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff coming back for 80s and 90s, but they're bringing it back. Yeah.
Right, you can always add, like, elements to your outfit to kind of give it that pop if you wanted to, like, keep everything else simple.
Yeah, and something from the 80s, and they have this, they brought it back, but it's more stylish now. The fanny pack is back. The fanny pack is back.
No,
yes,
I'm not
it
doing
is.
That.
Yeah, but I'm just saying summer trends. This year it's fanny pack. They got, you know, Chanel's. They got all this. Yeah, they have, but it's not your in the 80s fanny pack. You know, like what you know, the old crazy ones. They have new
right.
design ones. Even men have one too, but they call it over the shoulder bag. It's for men. It's a fanny pack. It's called over the shoulder bag. But women have the fanny pack, but it's more like a, you got the Tom Ford, you got the Chanel's. Yeah, this
okay.
yeah.
Okay. So, Bernie, tell us, who are your favorite designers and who's in your closet besides, of course, Bernie G's Moda House?
Besides me, okay.
Yeah, besides you, that's what I said. Yeah.
I love Karl Lagerfeld. I love his stuff. Ralph Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Armani.
No, I said no, because I've seen that. I've seen that in how you dress, and you're like a classic man, right? Am I
thank
right?
Yes.
Yes, see? Thank you.
Yeah.
Bernie Style, everybody, is impeccable. Please go on his Facebook page. He kills it every day. He's the one that's going to be in the grocery store dressed to the nines all the time. He never has a bad day, wardrobe-wise, and I'm so serious.
Thank you. I try.
You do.
I try. I love Karl Lagerfeld, Ralph Lauren, Armani. That's about it.
That's like some classic designers. You know what I mean? They keep with it. I like that. We're gonna go into "I'm Coming Out" by Diana Ross, and when we come back, much more discuss.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Body looking like cinnamon. I'm running shit right now. I think I pulled a ligament. Fashion killer, a liar assassin. Vet mom, villain, Balenciaga bastard. Got that melanin magic. Brown skin popping. Always fly. I stay in a cockpit. I want it. I cop it. Open the door, then lock it. Hey, time for me. Touch the city. Stop it. It's not fake. I'll show you how to move in a room full of whole bitches. He met me and now he don't even know bitches. I see you be on IG. I'm thick, you sick, damn, you need an IV. Show me your ID, cause I don't know you chicks. You scared the hype, you know, then jump off my dick.
Yeah, my pretty brown eyes, they all know you.
You my vibe tonight, and I
Hi, this is Jean Carr. And when I look for free love, I don't have to look any further than the Love Zone USA with Mike T, because otherwise you may not really be getting free love. And you'll know better the next time when you listen to the Love Zone USA.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA. You are here with Karishma and Dacone, and our special guest today, Bernie, top fashion stylist, fashion designer, everything, just been giving us all the advice that we need. I actually threw out all my yoga pants during that commercial break. So I will not be seen on the streets of New York with a yoga pants. I've learned
good.
My lesson. Unless I go to Jersey on the weekend, then maybe I might pull out a couple pairs. Now, Bernie, thank you for dropping all this knowledge on us, because like I was telling the court earlier, I am, you know, I was like, I'm going to wait to go shopping this weekend and see what I can do to, like,
make my... Are you going shopping this weekend? Okay.
This weekend. Let me get some advice first.
Now put in your, if you go shopping, because it's a trend that, well, it's a nice trend, is the rain gear, you know, rain gear with the hats, transparent colored rain gear, which is a nice look. If y'all don't know, rain gear. Transparent colors, it's transparent, the hats and stuff. It's nice, from the lavender colors, the reds and the pinks. Yeah, that's a nice look. That's very hot this summer.
Okay. Transfer rain gear. Okay, I'll make sure I'm looking at that. Now,
see,
Bernie, go ahead.
You never thought of rain gear because, you know, when it rains, you grab the umbrella just go, right? So you can be fashionable in the rain. You can be fashionable in the rain. See, there goes the rain gear. Yeah. It's one of the, you know, the transparent boots, too. Colored boots. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now,
I want to ask you, for a lot of our listeners who maybe not, like, so adventurous when it comes to, you know, their fashion or style, but they want to look good, they want to be trendy, what is kind of, like, some universal advice that you give to people that you meet on the daily that maybe, you know, don't have places or, like, events to go to, and they just, on a day-to-day, want to look their best and be trendy, be fashionable? What kind of some advice you would give to them?
I would tell them you can mix and match different eras. Of fashion, and to try to bring it to the modern era, and make it your own. And you can, you know, if you see, like, in a display on a mannequin, you don't get the whole outfit. You just get a piece. You just get a piece, and then you match it with something in your closet to make it your own, and you'll be a current. You know, have the current look. So it'll be your style. So yeah, just make different. Yeah. And they say, oh, wow, I can do that. Yeah, instead of going to the store and buy the whole $1,000 outfit, whatever, just buy one piece, buy one piece, and just match it up with what you have in your closet. And it's a whole different, and then it's your look, not the mannequin that you see in that look, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I like that. So what are, like, the essential pieces that every woman should have in their closet, Bern? Like, they say every woman should have, like, a little black dress. You know,
definitely that. Oh, definitely a little black dress. You should have a nice, one great blazer that you can match up with anything. A nice blazer, okay.
Mm-hmm.
A great pair of jeans that's comfortable. It moves with you, not too baggy. That can go well with boots. Whatever. Not nice pair of boots. Nice pair of suede boots. Not the ones that go up to your, essentially not your knees, the ones to your ankles. You can wear that too, but what you having for? Instead of the ankle boots, blazer, a nice hat, and a nice pair of functional gloves. When I say functional gloves, they're not gloves for wintertime. You can wear, it's like fashionable gloves. You can wear those all season, all around. Yeah. Because a lot of women don't wear these days, the gloves. You don't say that thicker gloves, right? They're very sophisticated.
No.
And you can have a pair of nice gloves and a nice bag, not an oversized bag, with a nice blazer, a nice hat, pair of jeans, boots, and that's a whole great outfit. That's a whole good look. And a nice scarf, yeah. It could be a straw, silk, whatever you have, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's essential.
It sounds very chic. I like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, you can see it already, right, in your mind.
Yeah.
That's definitely,
right.
I know.
No, and just to clarify, I was laughing when you said the boots. Not that I found it funny, but you were like, not the thigh boots. Well, you know, that's me all day long, right?
Well, you can have thigh boots, right? But you know, a functional everyday boot, a nice square suede boot, ankle boots every day, right? And you could do
right.
that in,
okay.
all year round. People think you can't wear suede in the summertime. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you certainly taught us a lot today.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Karishma? So now you can go
yep.
shopping, because Karishma was waiting to talk to you before she went shopping for the season. So
don't be scared. Don't be afraid to, you know, step out of your comfort zone, you know, because women
mm-hmm.
get in the store and they get so overwhelmed of what they see from the mannequins and, you know, the sales people come
right.
and say, like, who they can help you, right? And they want to throw the first thing that's trendy to you. If they're even going through the perfume counter,
yeah.
they want to give you their first,
yeah.
oh, is everybody wearing this? Really? But I don't want to wear that, right? That's what they do. That's their job. But you go in there with your mind, okay, this is me. I know my personality. I'm going here, right? You know? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's good, because I'm one of those people. I'm like one of those people that I need the store to be organized and categorized.
Okay.
Like, I don't do well in a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls or
okay.
a Forever
right.
21 where everything looks like it just exploded.
See?
Like,
yeah,
I
see,
need
not.
To go. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, see
yeah.
exactly. So you hear the name Forever 21. So we're not Forever 21. Are you Forever 21? No, we will
not
be that.
No, I'm not, but I'm just giving you an example of stores
right,
that
overcrowded.
Are just stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes,
like, I just
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And like, yeah,
I'm definitely.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I tell women the best place you can find nice pieces, I mean,
yes.
in boutiques.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boutiques
yeah, I'm an
the
online
best.
Shopper.
Okay, but you, but how? Yeah, it's
yeah.
okay too. But how would you wear it and want to try it on? But you know, if I didn't buy
right.
anything in the back, what then you want to wear it? The online is okay too. But if you get looks like a boutique, whatever, and you see you got one or two nice pieces, yeah, you had to get the whole
yeah,
yeah. Okay. And you can build your collection that way. You just like build your own style and collection. Yes, boutiques are wonderful.
And what do you think about thrift stores? A lot of my girlfriends,
thrift
like, store, come
yeah.
to me
yeah.
or shopping there, like, secretly.
Yeah,
so
yeah you can do
like,
thrift
oh,
stores, yeah.
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 So they've been finding
yeah,
some
pieces,
really
mm-hmm.
great pieces.
Yeah,
amazing.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it could be vintage pieces. You could be vintage pieces these days, you can make them look so modern, the vintage pieces, yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Bernie, thank you so much for your advice.
Oh, yeah.
I want to mention
fashion.
Something, too. A little birdie told me, like, you're going to be featured in a show this fall. Is that
oh,
true?
Yes. Oh,
so let's
October.
Talk about that. Oh, yes.
Oh,
listeners know.
Okay. Now, to get to see some of my collection, actually 2019 collection, I'll be featuring in a show on October the 7th at the Camden Aquarium for the Top Line Divas LLC. They're
mm-hmm.
giving the fashion show and they're featuring me
yes.
as one of their fashion designers. So you can go to their website. It's toplinedivasllc.com and get information and ticket prices, whatever. It's going to be a great show. It's a black tie affair. And like I say, when I present my line, I present
yeah.
like more of a visual, so it's something you've never seen before, because I basically
right.
I'm a very visual guy, and everything from the down to the music and to the way they walk, it just has
right.
to be a whole different. It's something you've never seen before, because my level of doing a fashion show or in a fashion show, it has to be on like Michael Jackson performance or Prince performance. It has to be a wow overextended effect. Yeah, so I'm
yes.
that kind of. So it's going to be that on October 7th. I can't wait to see it. Because
I can't wait either.
It's like I know my collection, but I can't wait to see the model walk, because I don't get excited until I see my clothes on models. I have them
right.
on mannequins. I don't really get excited, but when I see them walking, I'll be like, wow. I'll be like,
life.
I want to be in an audience, but I can't be in an audience. I got to be behind stage.
Right.
This is cool, but I want to be in to see it. Because I want to experience
yes.
what you guys experience. You know, I'm that, yeah.
And when will you start preparing for that, or have you already
begun? I bet, when they when they announced it, I was preparing.
Whoa, wow.
So I guess that was a couple months ago. Yeah, when when they announced it, I was prepared. I had my idea of what I want. I got the music like I wanted it and everything because, I can't wait.
Wow.
I'm excited. I can't wait because I haven't done a fashion show in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Not Philadelphia.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Of course, I'm going to come and support you. I will be there. I can't wait.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's going to be an exciting night. And it's been a great, it's going to be in the shark room of the aquarium, which is a great room. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm sure it's going to be very beautiful and very elegant.
Yes.
So, looking forward to it. I wish you luck, Bernie. That's a lot of work.
Yes.
A what?
Yes.
A lot of work, I said. A lot of work.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm excited.
And Bernie, if you could just tell our listeners once again where they can find you, if they need to get in touch with you, you know, for to get styled,
sure.
If you want tips to find your design,
sure.
Where they are able to find you on social media.
Yeah, social media. My Facebook. You can go. Facebook is Bernie J's Motor House. You can go on Instagram. Is Bernie J dot underscore Bernie. If you go on my website, my Facebook page, Bernie J's Motor House, you see all the information, the numbers, and my times and stuff that I open my shop, whatever. Yeah, you can get in contact with me, and we can go from there. So it's like whatever you can imagine you want to get made, I can make it. And you can come to me with a blank slate, and I can create it. So.
Awesome. Amazing. I love that.
Yes.
All right, listeners,
yes.
Thank you so much. So thank you again so much, Bernie, for being on the show. We hope to have you join us again very soon.
I had it. All right,
yes. Nicole, happy
yes.
Monday. All right, well, thank you so much, listeners, and we hope you enjoyed all the great summer fashion tips we had for you today. And we will see you next week right here on the Love Zone USA. This is the Girlfriend Network closing out.